Looking at the new school year, even though it starts here in Western New York for the most part, next week, it's underway for much of the country. And Jim Ryan is joining us right now. And Jim, it's early, but some teachers are already burned out.
Well, yeah, absolutely. In fact, historically burned out, according to surveys. Gallup has taken a look at this year after year and finds that about now more than 4 in 10 K through 12 workers in the U.S., that's teachers, teaching assistants, principals, administrators, 44% say they always or very often feel burned out at work. That outpaces all other industries across the country. College, university workers aren't too far behind them. But yes, this is it's a problem. A separate study found by the Department of Education found 42% of teachers think their job is worth the stress. So it's an issue. Lots of causes for that, potential solutions out there, but it's not going to be solved before the end of this school year, Susan.
Yeah, what's the cause for the burnout? I mean, is there anything? Was it just too much slip and slide during the summer, or what's going on here?
Part of it. I mean, the long-term problem, Brian, according to teachers, is that school funding has gone down dramatically, or hasn't kept up with the growth of some districts. So teachers are making what they were 5 or 6 years ago. School funding has not increased much since then. The mandates have come down from state legislatures ordering districts to have mental health professionals on hand to help students. We had a graphic case last week, Brian, of a school assistant principal down in Corsicana, about 50 miles south of Dallas, who was asked to come to a classroom because a student was having a huge tantrum. That student threw a wooden hanger at that assistant principal, hit her in the eye. Now she's blind in her right eye. And she says the blame squarely goes to the state for not increasing funding for mental health services for students like that one, an 11-year-old boy.
Wow. All right, Jim, thank you for that.
Thanks, Susan.
Jim Ryan this morning.